4G, NY4G, KI4DOS. 4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the radio portion. Got quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll run through those first, and then we'll go over to the echo link. Good evening, K4XMR. That's Mr. Mail in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're in Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James over there in Greer. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And KQ4NHB, that's Mr. Danny, he's over in Greenville. And KQ4OAS, that's Mr. Robert, he's in Piedmont. And WU2T, that's Mr. Rusty over at Moore. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up there at Brown Summit. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus in Newland, North Carolina. And KI4GOD, that's Mr. John, he's over in Greenville. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there at Fletcher. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate all of you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. We'll go over to the EchoLink stations now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KI4DOS, this is my name is Marsh, and I'm in St. Petersburg, Florida. Good evening to you, Gary, and everybody on the net. Hope everybody is well. Back to KI4DOS.
DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. 2LXD, Mr. Marsh, down there in St. Petersburg, Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Marsh. Hope you are doing well. And thanks for checking in with us from Florida tonight. Additional EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is KM4AIT, Kilo Mike 4, Alpha India Tango. Good to hear you tonight. This is Vince from Boiling Springs, South Carolina. Doing a great job as you start out. Appreciate you calling the net tonight, Gary. Have a good one. Thanks.
KM4AIT. Mr. Vince up there in Bowling Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Vince. Hope you're doing well. I hadn't heard you in a while. Good to hear you back on the air again. I got two more EchoLink stations up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, I got two more EchoLink stations up. I got Jim and Greg. And if you don't have audio capabilities, shoot me a text. I'd love to get you in the log tonight. But in the meantime, we'll go over to the RF check-ins. And this being Tuesday night, we'll start with India through Lima. I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4 DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And this world will be negative and negative. Send threes for each one of you.
DOS. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. We have no traffic, no comments tonight. Hope everyone has a good evening. 7-3.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. Hope to see you Saturday, too, James. Look forward to it. And then we got KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And Larry, I was doing something else and I missed if you were going to be in for comments or not.
KI4DOS, KK4JBQ. Donna and I will be in and out tonight. 7-3.
Man, not a problem. I was doing something else. I'd already gotten your calls and names and stuff written down and just was not paying attention. That was all my fault. But anyway, thank you much, and we do appreciate it. Then I'd like to say good evening to KO4YHY. That's Mr. Jim over there in Berea. He's having some problems with his audio, so he sent me a text message via EchoLink. And then I got KO4WTQ. Mr. Greg, and he's also having problems with the audio tonight on the EchoLink. So we got both of you guys in here via text message. Thank you for taking the time to send me a text message. Hope y'all are doing well. I got one more EchoLink station. He just popped up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hello again, Gary. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary. Good evening, Gary, to yourself and the net. Do say hello to Miss Joy. No traffic, no rag chew. And Gary today was also our, Gary was also our wedding anniversary. 8 years today.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Steven, KA4PQA. He's down there in Greenwood with his pretty little bride of 8 years, Miss Jennifer. I appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Steven. Tell Miss Jennifer I said hello and congratulations on making it 8 years there, young man. Keep up the good work. You'll catch up with me one of these days, maybe. Me and Joy have been married a long time. But anyway, y'all take care, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy as well. All right, here, let's see. Let's go back to the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I mentioned my pretty little bride. That's K3JOY. She's in the other room. Her name is Joy. Let's move up now to the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. 3, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Trina, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're both at Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She'll be in, well, she's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
K4ONO, Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Lorena and Rick are in Piedmont, and Miss Michelle is down there in Ware Shoals via telephone relay. Appreciate you, you being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And then we got K4OIM, Mr. Walt, over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Hope you're doing well. And W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Eddie. Hope you're doing well. And, Eddie, your radio seems to be doing a little bit better. It's still breaking up and popping in and out, but I got a good copy on you tonight so far there, young man, just to let you know. But do appreciate you being with us. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Call KI4DOS.
Have a little more.
Down on me again. All I got was I supposed to have a little more, and that's all it came across, and it dropped out. But I'm glad that you at least got in here with me tonight, and I'll see if I can holler back at you in just a little bit when we get to that point in the net. Let's see here. Let's move up now to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative, negative, sir.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
Good evening, Chris.
4DOS. In Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra Yankee Hotel. That's KQ4SYH. This is Jim in Simpsonville. And I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra Yankee Mike. That's KQ4SYM. This is
Control. Please check in KQ4TBS. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Bravo Foxtrot. This is Laura in Simpsonville. I will be negative and negative tonight.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And Tom, I did get both your emails, the one without the attachment and the one with, just to let you know there, young man. But do appreciate you sending me those, and we'll talk about them in a little bit later. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KO4QLG. That's mother, brother by different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Chris, you are sounding wonderful tonight there, young man. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4SYH, that's Mr. Jim. He's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4SYM, that's Mr. Kurt. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kirk. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4TBF, Miss Laura, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Laura. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hello, net control. Please check in. KQ4DBE. That's Kilo Quebec 4. Tango Bravo Echo. This is Jonathan Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KQ4TBE. Mr. Jonathan down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jonathan. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up now to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U Through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. That is a lonely, lonely group right there. I can't believe I don't have one in Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in. Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela. We're here in southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net. And hello to Miss Joy as well.
4DOS in a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB, Master Tommy, and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD, Miss Angela. They're down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Joy, everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for doing the net again, Gary.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my neighbor Dave, KB2BYQ, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. And we do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the patient group on a Tuesday night, Echo Sioux Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Thanks for calling the net, sir. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HK. That's Patrick. I'm at home. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Please tell Joy at least I said hello.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4 Easy and Harriet Keller. Be negative, negative night, Gary. Thanks.
For DOS. For you 4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's. Negative and negative. Over.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Also, like to say good evening, KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Look forward to seeing you this coming weekend. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene, over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS.
Hello,
to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm in Greenville. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Gary.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's over in Greenville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Y'all call, this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, put our thanks in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag queue portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I don't have anyone with marked for rag queue tonight, but we'll go up here and see if Mr. Eddie is still around. W4NTQ, Eddie, you still around?
Yeah, I'm still around. I hope it is.
Hey, I tell you what, your radio was letting you get a couple of words out, and then it's just cutting out on you. But we're going to have to do something about that here pretty quick, there, young man. You said you're still around. I hope you stay around for a good long while yet, there, over. Coming back to me. I know your radio's acting up, and as long as you key down that little red light zone, maybe I can hear you and stuff, but I know it's breaking in and out. But, I'm going to have to ride down there and see you down there in Simpsonville one of these days real soon.
I hope so.
Well, one way or the other, ride down there and sit around and visit with you for just a little bit. I'll try to holler at you on the radio before I head that way, just to make sure you're there. I hate to ride down there and you not be there, but I know you don't go a lot of places other than the doctor, right?
You told me today I missed something. Maybe I'll have it so you'll hear me tomorrow night, over.
Well, I hope so. But in the meantime, you take care. Thanks for hanging around there and talking with me a little bit, even though your radios are breaking up. But you take care down there and tell all your family we said hello from up here at Easley. 73 there, young man. We'll talk to you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
OS, comment. I've just been sitting here listening and wondering what in the world the problem might be with Eddie's radio. I will offer one thing that I've experienced and that might be the issue. The push-to-talk button on some microphones, I do think it's a microphone issue. The push-to-talk button is hard to press on some. And the strength in my hand has diminished over time. And I've been accused of prolific prognostication or something like that. Talking for a long time. Now, the strength in Eddie's hand to push that button may be just enough to make contact for a little while, and then it gets intermittent, and then it's gone. So, as you might be willing to check out that radio, that might be an issue, and you might be able to hold that in quite a long time, and then it wouldn't show the problem, if you'd understand what I mean. So, the only thing I can think of is a latching mic. If you push it, it stays until you push it again. What do you think?
you're on the right track. I do believe it's a microphone problem. I had a microphone on one of my radios that was giving me problems like that. And it was, well, matter of fact, I've had more than one. But anyway, this particular one, the push-to-talk button, had some gunk on it, and I took some contact cleaner and took it apart and sprayed it real good and cleaned it up. And it started working fine there for a little bit, and then it started doing it again. And I'm scratching my head. I said, I know this thing's not dirty. So I took it apart again and found a broken wire, and I repaired that. And it seems to be working fine now. I hadn't had any more trouble out of it. But, you know, we don't think a whole lot about it a lot of times, but they do put strain reliefs on these mic cords. But we pull on them and twist on them and drop them and, you know, yank them around, hang them up, let them dangle there for who knows how long before we pick them up again. And it's a lot of wear and tear on the wires. It really is. And these things are, you know, like 22 gauge. They're teeny tiny things. And, yeah, and they're stranded, and once you get in there, boy, sometimes they can be a real pain, but a lock-in microphone would be a pretty good idea. I've got one that has got a lock on it, I can push the lock button and talk. I push the push-to-talk button and talk, either way, but when I get through, I've got to... If I hit the lock button, I don't have to do anything but touch it again and turn it off. But if I use the PTT bar, I have to hold it down while I talk.
Yeah, that could be the issue. When you push it, you know, you're pushing against something that is resisting and wants to push it and wants to bring it back out. And my guess is that might be adjustable in some way, adjustable by spring tension. In any event, the only issue that might arise with a latching push to talk is that you forget to push it again. And so then you've got the repeater locked. And your radio will finally probably time out and release it. It could be problematic. Anyway, I say all this just because I want to hear Eddie speak. I want to hear him speak loud and clear. I know you do the same. That's the way you feel too. But even now, as I hold this push to talk in, it wants real hard to come to, you know, to release. Just fine if you've got good strength in your hand, I suppose. But my hand is going to sleep even now. And they're all different. Mine is a Kenwood. I'm wondering what, maybe that's something that we could ask Eddie if he's still here. Is it a Kenwood or some other brand of radio?
Just a minute, you know, a second to come back in case he's still in there, but we'll holler at him just a second. But, Larry, these PTTs have got a spring-loaded switch on the inside, and that string, can't even talk, spring does push the button back out against your thumb or your finger, whichever way you key the microphone, depending on how you hold it. And you can trim those springs and make it a little lighter, whichever way you need it to go. I've done both in different microphones. I had a microphone in the truck. It was, the button was real easy to push on it, and I didn't like it because, the way I had the microphone hanging, it would swing around and would bump different things, and it would key up and it would unkey, key up and unkey. So I took that one apart and stretched that spring so it wouldn't do that anymore and didn't have that problem with it. But I had to mash the button real hard to talk when I got ready to talk. But, W4NTQ, are you still around? If you are, tell us what kind of radio you got. You keyed up and brought up the repeater, but I didn't have any audio that time there, young man, just to let you know. Larry, you know, it's, I think if memory serves, and my memory's not that good, but I think Eddie said at one time he had a Yaesu, but I can't swear that that's what it is.
On that radio, and in a different microphone, was I put a momentary contact button. Now it was a lot lighter in effort, you might say, to open the mic. And then when I took my finger off the button, it returned, you know. It cut the microphone, so I turned it back to the repeater. This is an issue that I have that Eddie may be experiencing as well. That's the only reason I jumped in here and took up everybody's time. But it is an issue. I think there's some desk mics that have an easy-to-push button. It's a bar on some of them, and you know what I'm talking about. You push that, and as soon as you take your hand away, it releases. But, I don't know, in investigating, you'd have to determine whether that might be an issue, depending on how strong that spring is in the microphone. So, with the two brands of radios that I have, Kenwood and Yaesu, they both are difficult to push and keep it pushed. Anyhow, I hope that's been helpful in some way. KK4, JPQ, back to you.
Okay, Larry. Well, Eddie came back in there. You ate double there just a little bit. I know you didn't mean for that to happen, but that does happen from time to time. But, I've got several different radios here in front of me. Well, I've got Kenwoods and Yaesu's and ICOMs and Tentec. I got too many radios, Larry, and all of them got different microphones. We'll call them generic microphones. They're not the microphones for particular radios. You know, I mean, I've got an static microphone on a Kenwood radio, but it doesn't have a DTMF pad on it. It'll key the radio up and talk just fine, but, you know, does all of that, but it doesn't have the up and down buttons and doesn't have all the other buttons on it, so... You know, depending on how it's pinned out and how you got it wired as to what, you know, you have to watch the impedance on the microphone to make sure it's compatible with your radio. But other than that, you just about wire up any microphone to work on any radio other than the impedance, like I said. But that's the way it goes. So I'm just, but do appreciate you coming in and bringing those thoughts to us. Always helpful when you throw something out, especially when you have something happen to you and you've already dealt with it, and you can pass that knowledge along, and we do appreciate it, and don't feel bad about taking up the time, because that's what we're here for.
Another thing.
of radios, I guess this doesn't go without saying, ICOM is different. Most radios, most all amateur radios that I'm aware of, and the microphones that are meant for them are dynamic microphones. So you need to hold it close. Most people do hold it close, some too close. But an ICOM is an electrette mic. It's wired to get 5 volts of phantom power from the radio itself, and it needs that voltage. So you can put it on some radios, and it won't work at all. And you put it on other radios, and for some reason, it'll work. But you hold it so, if you hold it at a regular distance from your mouth, you'll overdrive the microphone if you've not plugged it into an ICOM radio. And in addition, because it's electrette, it's not meant for close work, close to the mouth work. And when you key it up, you can hear a lot of room noise, because like studio microphones requiring phantom power, it listens to a wider area than dynamics do. You have to get close to a dynamic to make it work. So that's a little bit of what I know from working with amateur radios and also with studio mics. The world is full of differences. I guess that's a good thing. KK4JBQ.
It definitely is a good thing, Larry, no doubt about it. But you're absolutely right. You know, you've got different microphones, and, well, I've had a lot of folks say, you know, I did away with this and put a Howl mic on it, because Howl's mic's the best mic. Well, I look at it this way. I'm not knocking a Howl mic, because I've got some, and I've got my Howl boom mic that I use, but Ham told me, older Ham, he was one of my elders, he told me a long time ago, if the radio came with a hand mic, and it was designed to work with that radio, that was the best microphone for it. He said, if you wanted to change, you could, and other mics would work. He said, but in his experience dealing with homebrew stuff and, commercial stuff and all, amateur radio, radios that are name brand and all this, he said that he had found out over his career that whatever microphone came with the radio was actually the best mic to use. He's like me, he had several different microphones. I've got a desk mic sitting here, I've got the boom mic, hanging over my head, and I've got hand mics hanging everywhere. So, we can't be satisfied, you know what I mean?
We give a lot of effort to making ourselves happy. Most of us do. But you just remind me of something that the designer of Heil mics, Bob Heil, who is now a silent key, Bob was, real persnickety about the sound that goes out from our radios. He was a sound expert, you might say. And I dealt with him. I bought some things from Heil. So he was very specific in how he listed his microphones for different radios. And if it was an ICOM, he knew that it was supplying phantom power. Now, you don't have to wire it so that it will use that. It's just, one additional pin used on the mic cord. But he designed his mics in such a way that his mics would work better on an ICOM than the mics that were supplied with the radio. That's one exception. If it's a Heil mic and it's made for an ICOM radio, it sounds better to everybody else. And the darn thing is that we can't hear ourselves. We have to rely on how other people hear us, and that'll be different depending on how they're receiving from the repeater, if that's what we're using. Gets a little complicated that way. I understand that there's such a thing as what's called a studio monitor. It's a piece of equipment. It's akin to a piece of test equipment. So you put it to your radio, connect it in line with your radio, and it gives you a report, all kinds of information. I've never owned one of these things. They're not inexpensive, you might say. But a studio monitor will give you an idea of what you're sounding like. It's the one thing I know that will clear up problems like that. Anyhow, good talking with you, Gary, and I hope we've done something to help Eddie. All of this has been for his benefit. Wish I could do more. KK4, JBQ.
Microphone off of this handheld, and the light, the red light is on. Not before it was blinking. So, is it any better without the microphone on?
You're solid in the repeater now, no doubt about it. There must be a little something wrong inside that microphone. Is that on that HT? Is that a remote? That's not a remote. It's a microphone and remote speaker combination type deal.
Yes, it's I can't get it SMC32 speaker microphone, Kenwood. Oh, they could come with this handheld. Over.
I've got one of those. Matter of fact, it's laying in a jar up there. I don't use it. I don't know if it would fit your HD or not, but mine's got, it's got two pins on it to go into the side of the transceiver there, and one's for speaker, and then the other one's multi-pin, not multi-pin, but it's multi connector pin that goes to the microphone. I don't know how yours is, if it's that way or not.
It's got two plugs going, one in for the microphone and one to cut the handheld on. I'm supposed to have another radio coming in tomorrow. And this one is running 5 watts, and the one's coming in is going to run 80 watts. And so I got about 3 or 4 around here too. They all seem to quit when I move in different houses here. Oh.
If they sit there and they hooked up, and then you unhook everything and take them and move them someplace else and hook them back up. Sometimes they do. They go stupid. At least that's what I call it. And, I told my wife, anytime you move, the first thing you do is set up the bed and then you set up the ham shack. Got to have them radios, right?
Right. That's right. I got three of them here, one amplifier. They all quit when I moved down there, North Carolina, I guess. Quit working after I moved. Well, I appreciate all I just unplugged that microphone. It was in it. I had it in my hand, but not plugged yet. It's a, what is it, SMC32. SM Charlie 32 is the number on the Kenwood microphone.
Using the built-in microphone on that HD, but it's sounding really, really good now. And you say you got another radio coming tomorrow. I hope you get it and get it all set up and everything. I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow night. I'll be calling, tonight's Tuesday. I'll be calling the net on Wednesday night. I call it tonight for Ariel. I don't know what happened to him, but he must have got tied up and didn't make it. So, we don't want the net to not have a net controller. So I was standing by, and when he didn't start the net, I called him. I went ahead and picked the net up tonight. I don't want it to go a night with nobody here. But Eddie is sounding good, and look forward to talking to you again tomorrow evening.
Okay, I'm glad y'all, the station said something about it. Of course, my voice is getting up there too. And when you get to be 99, I guess a lot of things changes on your body there. But anywho, I'll look inside this microphone here shortly, or in the morning one. But this is at WOUHUN handheld, over.
Well, I'd say it's doing you a good job into the repeater. And once you took that microphone off, seems like it cleared everything up. But we'll see what we can do for you. If you need any help, you just let us know, and we'll do what we can to help you any way we can. And, again, I hope you get that radio in and get it set up. And then you won't have that trouble. You won't have to worry about it anymore. But I'm with you. I'm the same way. You know, I've moved from one house to another, and got my radios out and hooked them. I unhooked them to move, and then when I got to where I was going, I hooked them back up and had all sorts of problems. I found out I have all kind of antenna problems and this, that, and the other. You have to scratch your head and go back to the beginning and say, all right, let's take this one step at a time. Just keep it as simple as you can, and you normally can figure out what the problem is and go on from there.
Oh, thank you. I've had this thing called about 5 years, I believe, now. Between World War One and the Korean War, when I was in service in World War Two, and then I was war, and I got the radio between them, and not this one, SX-43, I believe, 93 or 6, I don't know, old helicopter receiver. I don't know where it still works up, but I hate to throw anything away. When they should go, and I'm going to open the microphone up and see what it looks like. I don't know where I can get to go in it to see any part of it not in the ham fest. I got rid of my family, sold my car, said I was too old to drive, and I grieved for the bill. Over.
Yeah, I could understand that completely. You know, it's not that you're too old to drive. It's that they just don't want you to drive because they don't want nothing to happen to you. My mother, bless her heart, she had some problems with her eyes, and when she finally became legally blind, she gave up her license, and we sold her car, and then she had to depend on somebody to come get her and take her everywhere she went, which she didn't like because she was, like most people, she liked to be independent, and she wanted to go right then. Yeah, she didn't want to have to wait, but she got pretty good at it by the time she passed away, but it's not easy on any of us. I know when I had my episode, I couldn't drive, or they told me not to drive, so I didn't. And I had to be chauffeured around, and it, to me, it wasn't any fun. I didn't like that part of it a bit. But made it through it, and that's all that matters, I guess. But like I've been told, and I've told other people, the only thing constant in this whole world is change. And you have seen a lot of it there, young man, no doubt.
This is W4ATQ, yep. Of course, I got a lot of, she's got a lot of relatives right here in South Carolina, and I have a lot of relatives up in North Carolina over where I was staying. I was working that newspaper, printing newspapers up there, and I had about 59 years printing newspapers, and I finally decided that it was time for me to retire and move down here with some of my daughter, my wife's stuff. So, anywho, they got a lot of, they got a lot of relatives. So, we got a family that had grown up, so we don't have to worry too much about going anywhere. It might be a little late sometime, but everything's going on. By the way, you sound good on this microphone on the thing. It's on the end, built in it. The speaker is built in this thing. You sound real good on it. So that's it. We'll let you go, and I'll do a little bit here. Because I'm not working anymore. I kind of grind off pretty good. So we'll see you this time before we take you.
Well, you are sounding good into the repeater now, and really enjoyed talking with you a little bit this evening. Hopefully we'll might even do it a little bit tomorrow night if you're feeling up to it. Because I'll be calling the net again tomorrow night and calling the swap net and all that. But you take care. Tell everybody down there we said hello, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Sammy's right, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa. KA3WPP, Howard and Piedmont. Nice to hear you, Mr. Gary.
KDOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KA3WPP. That's Mr. Howard. He's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Howard. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check in. KF4BBJ, Terry and Taylor's just checking in and out. Good evening, everybody.
COS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KF4BBJ. That's Mr. Terry over in Taylor's. Terry, did I get your call right? That's Kilo Fox 4, Bravo Juliet.
got closest. Kilo Fox 4, Bravo Victor, Juliet.